Welcome to the Revital Health Podcast. I'm Jodie Duval, and I'm a functional naturopath in Perth, WA. This is a place where you can expand your knowledge on how to optimise your health and realise your full potential. We'll have cutting-edge information with expert guests and having lots of fun along the way. Get ready to be empowered and motivated to reach your higher vitality and find your ultimate potential. Let's go! Revital Health is a proud member of the Health Optimization Network. Health Optimization Medicine and Practice is a 501c3 non-profit on a mission to educate doctors and practitioners on how to optimize for health rather than treating disease. If you're interested in becoming a practitioner or donating, head over to homehope.org. Revital Health Clinic is the first and only of its kind exclusive health optimization clinic in Australia. With state-of-the-art technology, protocols and personalised healthcare, compounded medicines made specifically to your testing individualities. To find out more, head to revitalhealth.com.au.
Oh, we're back and this is an exciting episode. We are here with a brand new series and this is called Meet the Expert. So I will be interviewing our clinicians here at Revital Health and talking about their expertise and the complexities of what we see on a daily basis in the clinic. So joining me today is the beautiful Natasha Willoughby. And Tash gives us a really good rundown of what it looks like from start to finish and all the different stages between getting you well. So sick to well or unhappy to happy with health. So we talk about external, internal health. We talk about a practitioner's role and the holistic health approach and the data-driven testing that we so highly regard to give you results and personalized support and building trust and having that start to finish and knowing where you're headed, you know, that point in the sand. So we hope you enjoy this new series and we'll be back for more. But for now, enjoy this amazing episode. All right. We have Natasha Willoughby with us today. And Tash is here in our Meet the Expert series. So Tash has been on multiple times already on the podcast. But today we're talking about you in the expert practitioner. So welcome, Tash.
Thank you for having me again.
So today I'm going to let Tash lead a little bit, but we're going to talk through Tash has just recently written a blog on testing and what normal is and what normal isn't and how you feel after getting tests back and they look seemingly normal. And we also want to talk through a lot of the different intricacies of how we present ourselves in health in the world, and also how we are seen and the efforts we have to make underneath, but then also the external efforts, because I think that's a big topic of the moment. So we're going to talk through a little bit more about hormones, weight, gastrointestinal issues, skin, and then shifting into a little bit more of the solution after that as well. So let's start with how we present ourselves to a practitioner, to a doctor, help, and then what normally comes from that, the subsequent issues that comes from that.
So it's challenging because, as we all know, social media, TikTok, you know, comparisons in community, we're all doing that. We're all, you know, basing our external look on a measure of how healthy we are internally, which is completely wrong. So a lot of patients are coming in, you know, for both the internal, but a lot of external priorities of concern: weight gain, bloating, not fitting into their clothes, skin, acne, rosacea, you know, all of these things that people are perceiving and worried about. And they're so much more motivated by external complaints, worried about how they look, worried about how they're, you know, perceived, again, comparing on social media, how they look in photos. So that's been really challenging because I myself have battled with this a lot, admittingly, my skin in particular, and I'm still on that journey. But when a patient comes in, the baseline of what happens in that room is always the same. So you're always having your priority complaints. You know, what do you want to work on most? What's your motivation or your driving factor for being here today? But the way that like myself and Jody and the practitioners at Revital run that investigation is always going to be the same. Our priority is to look at what's going on internally, because that's going to drive what's happening externally. And that's where it gets confusing for people. That's what you should be doing first, coming to look internally and having someone there to have a baseline of you, you know, what is going on with your nutritional levels, what's going on with your diet, what's going on with your stress. And that's where people are getting lost. So I think that, you know, the way that that process happens in presentation and working with a practitioner, it is coming from one, your external motivations, but the way we are finding the answers and fixing the answers end up being more about what's happening internally than externally.
I think it's like this divide, right? Like we just see the portrayal of external and we don't actually have a lot of emphasis on how we actually feel physically. And the cross, it feels like there is just such a division in between that connection between all of us still, you know, and even all of us here in the clinic, as you said, like we still have our own personal issues that we're dealing with constantly. It's never going to end, really.
Yep.
But we're always trying to like close that gap a little bit more and make those connections so you're feeling like you're doing the best internally and then subsequently look the best externally as well. And I think I like to look at it like, you know, when you're looking and picking the perfect partner, it's like we have all these intuitions around what brings us to that person, but also there's an external factor of how you want your offspring to look. But it's like kind of like base,
yeah,
like animal instincts. And yeah. I've heard it time and time again, where you look at someone, if they look really healthy, and then, you know, they've got a good gene pool.
Yeah.
But now, like in cosmetic medicine.
Oh my.
They could have all these things on their face and really underneath it's not a good gene pool.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry,
God. No, you're being tricked by society. And
well,
like,
yeah.
Unfortunately, because I have, you know, been observing this TV show a lot recently as well. Things like, you know, Married at First Sight or all of these shows and, again, TikTok, social media, where people are literally switching on their devices and they're seeing a picture of what is quote-unquote becoming normal, which is so degrading and hard for most of us, you know, who aren't, you know, either financially able to invest in these things or they actually just generally don't want to and that's not their, you know, desire. To reflect on, I guess, you know, comparison and you're right, the you know, who is going to choose me, you know, who am I going to choose, is it all about this attraction of a physical appearance? But I think that you do actually find your people when it comes to others who value internal health and spirituality and you know, feeling, so that's a huge divide in itself, and it is getting bigger, I think.
More obvious for sure. But it's so, you know, I guess from that, it's hard then to determine what really is healthy and what is really not healthy. And then the focus of society as well, like we're saying, and even in the workplace, even in other areas, so much is put on performance and external factors and how you look and how you present yourself and, you know, what you're doing versus, you know, how are you actually feeling? And that's driving the motivation to do better, be better, and actually be enjoying the job and the passion around that. So the big thing that's been coming up with me a lot with clients lately is like this divide between like what I'm doing and, you know, and what am I doing best for my health versus how I'm presenting myself at work and what they expect of me. You know, it's just huge.
For practitioners, we are very we're very self-judgmental and we're always self-evaluating, because the biggest thing for a naturopath or a doctor or anyone is that people are coming to you for health support. So you have to have an element of, you know, practicing what you preach in that, which again is actually quite challenging for a practitioner sometimes. So that's why I love to come back to, you know, for ourselves, what we do to create a baseline and also what we would do for clients as a baseline. It ends up being the same, doesn't it? It's all about checking in with your body in however many ways you can. So that's what we kind of want to dive into, I think, a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
Navigating that, but also from specific issues like skin and hormones and weight. Now let's dive into a little bit of that and what you've been seeing, and then what we're then looking at after that in actually like coming to a solution from all this. Because again, it's great to be talking about this and to know what the problem is, but then for most people, they're just like, well, where the fuck do I go now? Sorry, swear, but like what do I look at now? Like there's all these programs, there's all these health coaches, there's all these practitioners, there's all these TikTok memes that are telling me I need to drink more of this and do more of this. And it's like, well, I could do all of them and still not succeed. So how do we navigate all this?
So, it is going to be the same process, but your pathway is going to be individual. So, what I mean by that is I could have a client, who's got a gut issue. They've had, maybe prior failure, no, sorry, failed experiences with other, practitioners, naturopaths, doctors, done testing, tried diets, and nothing's working. Exactly the same for weight, tried diets, tried different types of gymming, tried different types of, exercise and maybe even, liposuction or things that are meant to work internally, lap band surgeries, Ozempic, and still no weight loss. Skin, this one's a little bit personally triggering, but
We're all here for
I've
it. We have to be open.
topical, facials or supplements or so many different types of things and still having the same issues. So I think at any point of those, you have to, trust that you're going to just choose a practitioner and try and really stick with them. I've heard people come, to Revital specifically and had many, many past failures with trials and attempts and different things. Again, for a client, it's hard to know where to go, but I think that we're trying to set the standard for the way that we all work together. And a lot of people are having great solutions now because we're doing the right types of investigations. And that is coming back to, sitting down, listening to the client. What has worked for you? What have you tried? Okay, let's create a pathway for where you haven't gone yet. Yes, there's going to be some things where we need to reassess maybe what you have done in the past, but a lot of that is sitting, listening, troubleshooting, and creating testing. So Jodie, myself, Danielle, Pani, we all do very functional testing, and that's usually a big point of difference. And usually the place that people don't want to spend their money on first. They'd rather go for a Ozempic or they'd rather go for a gym, a detox protocol or a supplement package, but no. How are you ever going to know what the root cause issue is if you don't do your testing? It's the absolute basis of biochemistry of the body that's going to tell us where the imbalances are. So
And it's patience, and I think it's hard. What we see being the biggest challenge is this education piece, isn't it? Because it's being taught in a completely different way externally. And when you come in here and we're trying to explain, this is what we need to know to get to this point. Otherwise, you're going to come back to this point again. You're going to be continually revolving around, and it's the patience and the trust. But I guess, and that's where the connection and rapport, and this is what we value. We're talking about a care model. We have a care model of business where we're actually looking at trying to support people from the start to the finish. And we only say the things because we actually know they succeed, the length of time that we say to come in to see us, because we've seen the failures before not doing that.
Absolutely. And you have to go into something trusting the person in front of you and trusting that yourself, really. Because it's not meant to be an easy process. I think that if you have had a poor level of health or a symptom or a condition for such a long period of time and it's really debilitating for you, there is a letting go process in that you have to let the trust and put the trust into someone else's hands. And when people do that, that's when they have the best outcomes. But for us as practitioners, I don't want to see my patients, with me for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. I don't want that. I don't want my patients to be on, 4, 6, 8 supplements for those amount of time as well. It's not meant to be that way. There has to be, there is something going on in the body, and we will find it if we can do what we need to do in testing and in, lifestyle and dietary and spirituality and stress management, because it's not one angle, it's multifaceted. So,
And it's the basics. Like, we're not, you can, the biochemistry and the biology can't lie, right?
No.
That's what I tell clients. I'm like, well, I can't change the fact that your red blood cells aren't going to turn over quicker than 4 months or 3 to 4 months. Like, that's beyond me. That's God.
Yeah.
So, like, we need this amount of time to actually heal, at least get to start to heal something.
Yeah.
Or at least to get anywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, timeline's really important. And anyone who says it's a quick fix and the miracle pill, then
you're lying.
Bad panel.
Yeah. I think it's also really, like, you know, a lot of times when we're getting to that second stage of the process where we have data in front of us, you've gone and you've done your testing, your bloods, urine, saliva, whatever you need to do, and we're relaying those results. In our perspective, we're finally getting to give patients truth, because we're saying, this is your result here. This is your vitamin D. This is your cortisol. This is your hormones. I'm not making this up. It's right here. It's right in front of you. And for us, it's kind of like, you know, we're still sitting here a bit concerned that that patient isn't going to believe us in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when you do get reactions of people crying or they have those oh moments, it's actually, again, it comes back down to, I've felt heard and finally I'm not crazy, because this is showing me what I've been feeling. And then we, again, our mind frame switches and we're like, yeah, it's just coming back to supporting that person in front of you. And yes, we're able to do all this work. So now let's fix it. Let's work on it. This is how we're going to do it. This is what you need. This is how we usually correct this level. It's going to take this amount of time. If it doesn't take that amount of time and we're not getting results, we need to look further. But there is always something we can do. So
it's always plan B's.
Always plan B's.
And we always think of plan B right at the start. That first consult, we're always going, okay, plan A.
Yeah.
And then if not, plan B. And we're already thinking forward.
Yeah.
It's just this intense investigative process that we all love to do.
Yeah. So much fun.
I think for a lot of clients it's a relief as well, isn't it? Like that crying, you know, for most of us, we'll get someone in our office every time they see us crying. because it's a relief of actually, like, holy shit, like, yeah, I've finally been understood.
Yeah.
Or finally I'm being heard and seen.
Yeah. And it makes that realization point actually makes it all worth it. You know, the costs that you've put into it, or, you know, the motivation to get your testing done, or all of these things, they've become worth it. And I think that's a huge part of the treatment progression is accepting and feeling heard, and suddenly you're an extra 20% to the finish line, you know? So.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a client yesterday say to me, she said, these are all the tests that we want to do. And she's like, okay. And I was like, oh shit, she's thinking I'm fucking crazy. And she said to me, she's like, why wouldn't I spend this on this money? I spend more money on other things that are more external to me. And why wouldn't I want to focus on myself? How would I sound if I spent more money on external treatment for my face than I did for my internal body that's going to make me healthy from the inside out? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't even have to tell you that.
Answered it for me.
Yeah.
I had a patient who was in with me on Saturday. And to be honest with you, I've only been working with her for maybe like 6 months or 8 months. And she'd done testing and somewhat of a microbiome, but not the full one, you know, bloods, and had no solutions. Like, was on all these parasite protocols. I hate that term. If someone ever tells you, I'm going to get a parasite cleanse, please don't. what do you treat? Anyway.
Rabbit hole.
Yeah. Rabbit hole. And I sent her away on Saturday with magnesium. Like, that's it. Like, we literally sat there and she was just coming in to do a check-in, and she'd been through a whole microbiome map, all of her bloods. We did a protocol, antimicrobial rebuild, diet adjustment, you know, change your lifestyle, change your stress levels. And on Saturday, we both sat there and agreed that magnesium was the one thing that she can continue. And I probably don't have to see her again, you know? So that's where I want my clients to be. And and we've likely had many of those as well, Jodie, but that's your most rewarding part. So
absolutely,
we want the initial process from, where do I go? I'm confused, all the way to being sent away with one supplement and not rebooking a follow-up is our process.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And also having a person that you can trust when it, you know, like life changes. Oh, yeah. I've become pregnant. Okay, who do I need to go see? Oh, I know who I need to go see because I trust them and I know that they're going to be doing right by me and listening to me, you know, or I become sick. Oh, I know where to go. Go get my, you know, immune herbs that will help heal my cough and not a medicine that needs to, you know, pharmaceutical that needs to do that.
Yeah.
So it's that trust in that changing, ever changing, but the initial concern is actually properly dealt with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, even other examples I think you could bring in here, but let's talk about what that looks like from start to finish and what your program's looking like, you know, so what you're aiming to for success, because obviously we've designed programs now because we know what works.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's an easy way to keep you clear you know, as a client and accountable.
Yeah.
And also know where the start and the finish is, because I think so many people, it's a wishy-washy, and it still can be wishy-washy, but at least you've got, well, it's going to get to this point and then we reassess.
Yeah, absolutely. So the initial complaint, whether it's gut, whether it's skin, whether it's energy, the package in the program is going to run the same because it always does. We're going to have to do some initial testing, okay? So that's dependent on each person. It's not going to be set standard for each person. I'm going to have to sit with you and have a discussion about what's your initial priority. Let me do some digging. Let me decide where I need to send you in for testing. So yes, there's going to be an element of testing, you know, functional, whether that's, you know, beyond just blood. So stool, saliva, or even urine, and definitely baseline bloods. And our baseline bloods are not going to be anywhere similar to a general health checkup that you will get with the doctor. I did write a blog recently on this, and it describes, you know, our point of difference with testing and our ranges and what we consider normal and not normal. So go ahead and read that. I won't dive into it too much here, but, you know, so absolutely functional testing, that's going to tell us as much information about the body as we can. Now, testing prices can vary, obviously, depending on what you're needing, but my initial package is going to be, you know, a set standard $1,500. That's going to include, you know, that whole process, your initial testing, your dietary, your lifestyle, your foundational health, because if I'm not addressing your sleep, your energy, your diet, your spirituality, your community, then it's not a holistic treatment. Okay. Beyond that, you know, I am going to be there with you. So I'm always with my clients doing one-on-one consultations and also doing group environments where people can connect and we can chat through your issues. And if something comes up and you're confused along the way, you're not going to be missing out, you know, on 2 or 3 weeks of non-communication. We're here for you every stage of the way. So that's, you know, my process. And again, through the testing, through the dietary lifestyle adjustments, going through your results, implementing treatment strategies, whether that's supplemental, dietary lifestyle, and then getting you to a point where we're maintaining your results when you have started feeling better, you know, could be between 16 weeks to 6 months. Mm-hmm. But there is an initial, you know, buy-in. You have to sacrifice things and you will have to make a promise to yourself that you're committing to it if it really matters to you. Mm-hmm. So
It's that contract you make with yourself, but also you make with your practitioner.
Yeah.
And it has to be hard and it has to be said, because then it's sort of like it's wavering then, isn't it? Like you just don't know. So, you know, you sign up for that initial investigation, you know, in depth, get to know and connect. And then you have the testing you need and require. And then you follow up with another consult, you know, that will go through all that testing. And then a maintenance after that. So that 1500 is sort of that 3 coverage, testing included, is massive. And then having in connection in between is where that real magic happens. And I've noticed within my clients when it's a similar sort of run, is that those little check-ins, like, oh, I found this at the supermarket. Can I swap my blah, blah, blah with this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Or no, just look at the back ingredient. You know, you can see that's there. They're like, oh, wow, now I realize that. So there's like those gold moments that really set you up for knowing your body so, and your what is needed for your body so much better.
Yeah, absolutely. And connection, right? So, you know, we are practitioners and we are guiding you, but we're also there to support you. So, you know, referring on, you know, maybe go check out this little like cacao ceremony and connect here, or, oh, you've had a bit of a detox reaction. That's okay. I'm, you know, wait it out, this is normal. Reinforcement is so important for us because we know where you're at as well. And we would rather have, you know, updated information sooner rather than later, because then we can redirect and reconnect and, you know, guide you before something gets to a point where you're suddenly in a follow-up maybe 2 or 3 months later and you're saying, yeah, well, I went backwards and I just, I'm still there and we wish you had told me, you know, told us sooner.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the amount of times we have clients come in going, oh, yeah, it didn't work. I felt sick and I haven't taken it for 2 months.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know I could. What?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. It's so frustrating. But again, it's clarity of how the model is. And we do say these things, but I think the expectation is that you just don't talk to your practitioner in between consults because that's how GPs are run.
Yeah, correct.
That's how it's run with them. But that to get to that next point of health is just that communication, that connection is just so important.
Yeah.
And it's something we value so highly.
So much. And building that rapport and getting to know your clients on more than a sit in front of me and go through testing level. You know, I had one of my clients walk in the other day to their consult with a bleeding knee. Like she had gone for a run and her knee was bleeding.
Oh, no.
And we were in the middle room and I was like swabbing it and like putting saline on it. And I was like, yeah, no, tell me about how your stool's been. Yeah, no, I'm just going to quit. Sorry, yeah, this might hurt a bit. Oh, how's your stress? Oh, you've not been sleeping well.
Stress not bleeding.
Oh, anyway.
Oh, that is so cute.
Care is important, isn't it? So
it is. And that makes us fulfilled, them fulfilled, and the whole job and the process totally worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you have this brilliant pyramid that you put out recently on your socials.
Yes.
So talk us through this, because I think it's just a really good close up in terms of like how we see and view what is important in health.
Yeah.
Or how we have our health and our life structured.
So I think it started with the baselines.
So you've got like, you know, obviously on the traditional pyramid, so as a visualization, and I think even if we put this up on socials, we can put it as an example, right? So on the bottom, you know, obviously the normal pyramid that we see with a food, it's sort of like all the grains and everything on the bottom, so then you go up like piece by piece. And so for what you did on there, it was more so looking at the lifestyle down the bottom. You know, you're actually doing the nature and all the good things that we normally see as not being a huge part of our life, right? And so a lot of us will flip it, whereas the top you had all the biohacking and, like, you know, the really fancy, intricate stuff that you don't normally spend money on, but you normally go to for the quick fixes.
Yeah.
So,
So, you know, it is the same concept. I have a baseline of foundational health that I want each patient to achieve. Maybe even before we start our program together, you know, whilst you're doing your testing, this is your foundations. So, you know, when it comes to those foundations, I'm talking a little bit about sleep, lifestyle, you know, diet, spirituality, connection, community, and that is that's my foundations, and those things are almost the hardest to teach. So, you know, sleep. Are you falling asleep okay? Are you sleeping throughout the night and you're not waking up tired? That's probably not happening for most of you, just based on how many times I've heard people have poor sleep lately. So, you know, in that, okay, what's disturbing that sleep? Is it your lighting in the house? Is it that you're on your phone up until the moment you try to close your eyes? Is it that you're eating late? We go through all of these strong foundations of improvement with sleep. Diet is going to be specific to each patient. So let's say, for example, I have a gut health protocol in the program, or I have a hormone protocol. That is going to be individualized, but the baseline foundational pillar of my dietary protocol is based on anti-inflammation support, reducing crap foods, so your processed foods, your sugars, your packaged items. Then we look at things like how good of quality is your ingredients? You know, where are you getting your meat from? Where are you getting your vegetables and your grains? But obviously very specific to also what comes back when you're testing there. you know, mental well-being and community is huge for me. If there is a recurrent trigger that's happening alongside my patient's treatment, that is me battling against something that I cannot control. So if you're going to a job every day that you're not satisfied with, if you're in a very, you know, let's say non-supportive relationship, if you have a poor environment that you're living in every single day, I cannot change those things. So it's my job to help my patient realize those mental health barriers, those community and environmental barriers to their improvement. If I'm able to take away that trigger, then my treatment is going to be so much more, you know, of a better outcome. So, you know, community, environmental health, exercise, water, circadian rhythm, sunlight, all of these things are at that bottom of the pyramid. And they're absolutely, you know, essential, even for your clients, Jodie. Like, these are the first things that you talk about with them.
Yep, no doubt about it. And yeah, there's a lot of criticism around, you know, not only doctors and pharmaceuticals, but also naturopaths and nutraceuticals and herbs, you know, like that we're treating only symptoms.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, a lot of this stuff like Jack Cruz, circadian biology, you know, chronotype, when you're looking at all these things, they are really the best. If you don't have any of that correct, then don't bother
yeah.
with the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to have those foundations laid.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're constantly fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah.
It would be very interesting as well. I always get very curious because we're obviously very invested in our patients' journeys, but to be a fly on the wall of that, of their behavior during the day, you know, when you're sitting in the presence of someone and you can tell that they're attentive to you, you're looking them in the eye, they're not scrolling on their phone, they're not, you know, rushing. I think you get an understanding of how connected they are to these foundationals, you know. So beyond that, you know, these are those things that I would be telling my patients to do and how to change these things, so habits, whilst we're doing your testing. So whilst we're waiting for, you know, your nutrient levels, your bloods, your saliva, your stool testing to come back, I am pushing these foundations very strongly so that when you get to the point of going through your testing, so looking at your B12, your iron, your vitamin D, looking at your microbiome mapping, you've already done all the hard work and this stuff is going to just optimize you. So my next two tiers of the pyramid, you know, correcting levels of nutrients in the body and then correcting your specific imbalances. So, you know, I'm making sure that all of your nutritional levels are right. They are the second baseline to, you know, your health. If your vitamin D is low, of course you're going to have poor immune functioning. If you've got no iron stores, then everything's going to be out of whack. You know, then we get specific with what you have done with me. So let's say if it's hormones and you've got high estrogen, then I will work on that. If you've got, you know, a parasite, then yes, we will have to take you through some type of antimicrobial protocol. So that's my kind of process of the top, you know, the baseline, the second tier, the third tier, and then we get to the important things at the top, you know, that are going to further optimize you. You know, you've already improved your health significantly whilst you've implemented these bottom tiers of treatment. So supplements and biohacking are the top little two. Supplements people usually go for first. Quick fix, quick Google search, what's going to help my hormones, you know, happy hormone formula, fantastic. $70, $20 postage, no worries. Send it to me.
That's me. Go back to the way I was living life before. Awesome.
Oh my gosh. I'm, you know, Jodie, myself, again, everybody here at Revital, we supplement specifically to what's come back on that testing.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to get the same formula at all.
No.
You know, vitamins are
going to be completely different.
Completely different. And that's when this testing validates your supplements. And this is why the supplements actually work, because we've actually addressed your biology.
Mm.
Yes, if there's inflammation, we're going to give fish oils. Yes, if there's, you know, stress, we're going to give, you know, lifestyle and herbal support. So when people say, I've gone to a naturopath, they gave me a herbal formula, I got fish oils and I didn't get better. Well, yes, of course, we have methods of treatment to improve your levels and your inflammation. But again, it's specific to you. What dose are you taking? What is the quality of that supplement?
Mm.
How often are you taking it? How are you taking it? Are you taking it at a time when you're not even going to absorb it?
Mm. Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's so many variables. And then, you know, to get that right and to get the right quality. So we can even drill down into further rabbit hole, you know, like you've got timing, digestion, how your body is, you know, what you're drinking with it, what you're eating with it, what type of supplement it is. Is it suiting your DNA? Is it suiting your breakdown? Is it the right amount? Is there crossover between supplements that you're doing the wrong thing that you just didn't tell us about, some extra supplement that you were taking on the side?
Yeah.
Like, so much needs to go into this thought pattern. So, you know, this investigative work, the synergism, and even the herbs, like, they're all intricately designed for you.
Yes.
In the different levels, they could be a same formula but completely differently put together.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just funny. I just think about sometimes, you know, even I was observing you doing your client's journey, and you'd come out and you'd put together this formula, and it's, like, you know, personalized to them. And the question upon them leaving would be, oh, I've heard magnesium's really good for me. Should I have magnesium? And you'd be like, oh, it's in there in three forms.
Yeah, exactly.
I've already done it. It's already in there.
Thinking,
what about vitamin C? It's already in there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we have a lot of forward thinking. And yes, there's going to be, again, you know, all the confusion around, should I be taking vitamin C? Should I be taking magnesium? Well, yes, it's already shown in your testing. That's why it's in your supplement. Mm. Yeah. Biohacking is a bit of an interesting one, because it's things like, you know, the amazing therapies we have to further improve your you know, treatment. So, you know, hyperbaric, you know, if we need to improve that nutrient uptake in your body, if we need to further reduce that inflammation, if you need to, you know, add the little icing on the cake to your overall treatment, then it's going to do that, you know. So, but again, these little top tier things are the top tiers for a reason, you know. So doing all the baseline work and then adding on your saunas, your hyperbaric, your red light therapy, you know, skin support, facials, you know, there is things that come in order of importance. And I just think that people need to assess, you know, what is important for them as a baseline that's going to have the most impact and influence on their everyday improvement, and then how can you really get specific and fun with all the top tier things as well.
Exactly. And they're all going to work better
if
you've got the foundations right.
Yeah.
And so many people say this, and it's just not us, you know. You know, doctors who are in this field, you know, who have had experience in multiple different worlds, all agree on this method.
Yeah.
So it's not just us.
Yeah. And I guess an example of that would be, you know, have you ever gone, well, I guess hyperbaric could be quite specific if you're here at the clinic and you've tried it, and you're like, I'm going to give a hyperbaric a go because I heard it was good for me. And then they've gone in there and they're like freaking out, or they've come out of the session and they're so tired, or they feel nauseous or something. And you've jumped to that top tier, but all of the baseline biochemistry of the body is imbalanced. So that's just a stress to the body at the end of the day, isn't it? It's not going to be an improvement. And, you know, things like saunas, people having like dehydration after, feeling sick, you know, really big detox reactions. It's just because that baseline support wasn't there. You know, your body was not expecting that. You have to prime the body before you're ready to jump into therapies that are going to change your biochemistry and your physiology. So,
And it's like, you know, I guess you can liken it even to the level of knowledge that we have, right? So you build a foundation through training.
Yeah.
So like we've done degrees or masters or further, you know, specializations of trainings, and you build this foundational knowledge, like the base is all the basics that you have to know.
Yeah.
So you always can come back to a basic to reiterate the top tier.
Yeah.
So, you know, same with this, you know, if you add in a hyperbaric without even knowing anything about the pre-steps up to that, you know, the priority list, then you're not going to get success.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like coming back to that fact of like, well, did I even realize how much water or salt I needed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is my body even able to detoxify?
Yeah.
Does it need to be having hormetic stress, or does it need to actually be rebuilt right now?
Yes.
You know, all these questions are not asked by those people. They just see sauna and weight loss and go, you beauty.
Yeah.
Boom, in there. Oh, it didn't work. Oh, damn. All right, next, next.
Yeah.
So anything can work if it's done in the proper method and proper way.
Absolutely.
Mm.
So
cool. Awesome. I love that. So I think we'll put that out when we pop this up on Insta, so then everyone can see that straight up and have that as a visualization as well.
It's quite funny because it's probably the worst looking thing I've ever put out on Instagram, but it's
No.
Fantastic.
You know, I think if you, and yeah, it sort of like comes from the heart, right?
Yeah.
So it comes from like that inner knowing, that inner knowledge. And once you really get something right, it doesn't matter how you present it, it's
yeah.
just taken really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's just clearly states exactly what you do. So I can't really say it much more perfect than that. No, that's awesome. All right. So parting words, Tash, what are we, where can we find you? What can we see? What can we be expecting in sort of the next few weeks? Where can people sign up for these sorts of things that you've got coming?
So, you know, I'll try to introduce these programs within the next month. And the lead up to that, you know, again, go ahead and read the blog, because the testing is going to be relevant for you. Everybody is going to be doing testing. So I want you to understand, I guess, again, that importance of the point of difference between standard testing you've had done through GPs and what I will be doing with you. Beyond that, I am looking to do, you know, a workshop as well at Revital here. So keep an eye out on that. Hopefully, again, in the next month, we'll be able to organise a workshop just to have a little Q&A night. I will be doing a little appearance at Fleur Rejuvenation next week as well. And that's going to be more of a launch party, but, you know, just going to meet and greet a few people. So very excited to be doing that next week. You know, always contact through Revital Health, social media, Instagram, email, or directly through the website. So you won't struggle to find me. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
And please don't hesitate to message and ask questions, because I love it when people do that. And if there's any confusion or you want further clarity before I really launch the programs, then please reach out and I'll give you all the information I can.
Yahoo.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Tash.
Thank you.
And we'll be putting out workshop dates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then we'll probably have you back on here in a couple of months anyway to have a follow up.
Cool. Fantastic.
All right. Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks for listening to the Revital Health Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Revital Health, as well as our website, revitalhealth.com.au, for upcoming podcasts, workshops, and speaking events. Find out about specials happening in the clinic and all the show notes and links mentioned in the podcast. Please remember that this information discussed here is general information and it is not intended to diagnose or treat individuals. Please speak to your healthcare professional before embarking on any new treatments, lifestyle changes, medicines, or supplementation to assess your suitability. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again soon.